With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting President-elect Donald Trump has sweeping plans for a second administration. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Donald Trump has a wide-ranging agenda that blends traditional conservative approaches to taxes, regulation, and cultural issues with a more populist bent on trade and a shift in America's international role. While campaigning, he promised the largest mass deportation program in history. Trump has not explicitly said he would veto national abortion restrictions if they reached his desk. Trump's tax policies broadly tilt toward corporations and wealthier Americans, but he's put more emphasis on new proposals aimed at working and middle-class Americans. I'm Julie Walker.
Republicans reclaim control of the Senate, correspondent Jennifer King reports.
In West Virginia, Governor Jim Justice scored an early win, filling the seat that was held by Joe Manchin. Then Cleveland businessman Bernie Moreno beat longtime incumbent Sherrod Brown in Ohio. Each Republican incumbent reelected helped cement the gains. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas credited his win in part to a surge in support from Latino voters in counties on the U.S.-Mexico border.
We're going to have a Republican Senate next year.
In Nebraska, Senator Deb Fischer fended off a challenge from an independent newcomer. Senator Rick Scott of Florida says Washington is ready for a change.
Our work is not done.
Audio courtesy KTRK and WPLG-TV. Jennifer King, Washington.
California is being lashed by powerful winds that fed a fast-moving wildfire near multi-million-dollar properties along the Pacific Coast Highway in Malibu. Hundreds of residents are also fleeing another fire farther north. Los Angeles County Fire Department crews scrambled to contain the blaze Wednesday near Malibu's Broad Beach. On Wall Street, the Dow by 1,500 points. This is SRN News. More trouble for the Church of England.
The Global Anglican Future Conference is calling on the Archbishop of Canterbury to publicly repent for endorsing homosexuality. The conservative organization, which includes member churches all around the world, is concerned about Dr. Justin Welby's recent statement that homosexuality is not sinful so long as it is within the context of a gay marriage. The entire Anglican communion has threatened to split over the issue, and Welby's comments are seen as unhelpful. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The 300-plus Christian homeless shelters of Citygate Network are marshaling their resources for the annual Thanksgiving Day feast. Tens of thousands of people with no home to go to will sit down to the traditional meal on November 28th, thanks to an army of volunteers and special donations from Christians all across the country. About 1.3 million Americans are homeless in any given year. This is SRN News. The global law enforcement agency Interpol says its largest ever operation against human trafficking and migrant smuggling has led to more than 2,500 arrests and the rescue of about 3,000 potential victims.
The six-day operation carried out in September and October saw raids, special deployments, and increased flight monitoring take place in over 100 countries and territories across the world. Those rescued included young people forced to work on farms in Argentina, people coerced into working as domestic servants across the Middle East, and victims forced into exploitative pyramid schemes across West and Central Africa. Interpol's Secretary General Jürgen Stock said it had highlighted the vast scale of the challenge posed by organized crime groups who exploit the vulnerable and underscored the importance of coordinated global action.
The BBC's Tom Bailey. More details at SRNNews.com.